Hello, everybody. My name is Jeff Thompson, and this is the ADR Hub podcast series. Today, our guest is Sherry Maples, and she is the co-founder of the Center for Mindfulness and Justice. Sherry, thank you for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
And instead of me trying to memorize everything about you and everything that you've done, because there is definitely a lot and a lot of unique things, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself and why you're here today to talk to us?
Well, I started out my career as basically a community organizer, and then I worked in the domestic violence field for a few years before I became a police officer. I was basically a community organizer. I was a police officer for 20 years, starting out as a street cop and rising through the ranks and retiring as the captain of personnel and training with the department I was a part of. Then I went on to become the head of probation and parole for the state of Wisconsin, and then I was an assistant attorney general, basically, in working on creative public safety projects in the state of Wisconsin. And then Thich Nhat Hanh ordained me as a Dharma teacher, and, well, it'll be 3 years ago this January. So
Wow. Now
I run around doing lots of different things.
Well, I know the whole concept in Buddhism and rebirth and everything you just said. I just want our audience to know this is all in this current life that you've done all those things and you're still young. So you've accomplished quite a lot, Sherry. And I think today's topic, there's a whole handful of things that I'd like to discuss. But one thing I'd like to start off with, if you don't mind, is the concept of mindfulness. And it's really something that's been emerging a lot in the conflict resolution field for mediators, conflict coaches, ombuds, and other professionals, and the whole idea of mindfulness and how it can really make us better internally to be more effective in helping others. So maybe can you start, tell us what you think about that, with starting off with your definition of what mindfulness is?
Well, to me, I actually like Sharon Salzberg's definition of mindfulness as being very, very succinct and one of the best I've heard, and that is that it is simply awareness without the intrusion of bias. Now, that is a very difficult thing to understand, because by our very nature, we have bias, but most of us aren't aware of it. Most of us are not aware of the difference between how we think and actually are in the world, and being that thinking and having an awareness of that thinking and the definition that it can make in our lives. So the other very simple way that I think about it is the difference between doing and being. Doing is very goal-oriented. It serves a very important purpose in this go-go-go society we live in, where everybody's expected to be a multitasker. But being and the investigation that's required with being is very, very different than just an analytical focus. And so mindfulness is really, I think, about understanding the capacity that we all have to develop our inner wisdom and awareness and respond to ourselves and others from that place.
And talking about that bias and then being able to respond, I guess, in an effective way, I think especially for mediators and conflict resolution professionals, it's not trying to pretend it doesn't exist. It's trying to actually acknowledge it, be aware of it, accept it, and then move forward. Is that what you mean to a degree? Or?
Well, I think that it's really important to understand, and one of the things I do at a lot of my workshops is I'll have three people go out of the room. I'll have the rest of the people in the room build a structure. And
okay.
Then I'll take them, bring them back into the room and have them stand in exactly the same place. And I'll say, what do you see? First person will say, I see George Washington in the Potomac River. The second person will say, I see chaos and homelessness. The third person will say, I see incredible art and connection. It brings it very, 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 the conclusion is so stark in that every single person sees every single event in an entirely different way. And I think the reason it's so important for mediators is to get anywhere in reaching an actual solution that serves both parties well is a big part of that is helping both parties understand where the other one is coming from with deep listening, the ability to really take that in, and the ability to be willing to respond from your heart and not just your head to that too. So I think understanding that your perspective is not solid, built in stone, and having a total awareness of that on a very different level brings up a very different way of living, being, and working in the world.
It was something you had mentioned, the concept of deep listening, which I think the two of us can talk about over multiple episodes. So I'll just leave that for another time for us. One thing that I was hoping that you'd be able to share with our listeners right now, perhaps, are everything that you're talking about. I would think, especially when I first started my own personal practice of meditation and other things, what suggestions could you give to the professionals in conflict resolution to be more effective at mindfulness, or that everything that you were mentioning, in order to be more effective at helping others? Maybe do you have any tips or some examples of what people can do?
Well, mindfulness is really like anything else. It is a practice, just like playing an instrument is, or playing a sport, or getting good at an art. It requires doing it. However, one of the things that's wonderful about mindfulness and is very different from the other things that I just mentioned is that all that mindfulness really requires is constancy, because it's not about having project mentality. It's about learning to be present with whatever is in front of you. It's the opposite of multitasking. It's learning how to give your full attention and awareness to the person or the thing that is in front of you. So if you're doing the dishes, you do the dishes. If you're having a conversation, you have the conversation. If you're mediating between two people, you're present and aware right then of everything that can be going on. But usually when we're trying to close the gap between where we're trying to go and where we are. With mindfulness, the reason that I think it's so important to learn that distinction is that hopefully for any of us, the reason any of us get into this work in any kind of helping profession is because we want to be of service to people. The thing that is important, I think, to understand about mindfulness or any form of service is the litmus test of that is the litmus test is relationship. And I can't think of anything with all the training I've had, academically and otherwise, that has been more fruitful to my ability to serve others and my family and be in relationship with other people than mindfulness.
And you have a conference, not a conference, a retreat coming up in just outside New York City, and it's dealing more so with caregivers. And when I was reading the description of that, I wanted to check with you because I think there was something that really it resonates also with conflict resolution practitioners, in the sense that the retreat, it will help people deal with the emotional effects of being engaged with others while still being effective. And you talk about terms like mindfulness, concentration, and compassion. And I know as we're running out of time here, we have about just a minute left, but if people are interested in learning more about these retreats that you have, and I know it's not just limited to New York, you do it all over the country, how can they get more information on these retreats and more information on what you're doing?
We have a website. You can go to www.mindfulnessandjustice.org. And there's a calendar there, and in that calendar there'll be links for everything that we're doing that give a description of it. The people who care for people one is going to be particularly amazing, I think, because one has to learn that compassion is the very thing that often brings us into this field, and also can be the very thing that goes as a result of doing the work. And so how to maintain that balance is just so crucial for undoing some of the effects that happen to us over time with this kind of work.
And I think some people in our field, I think they might find it beneficial to go to this retreat as well, especially those in the New York metropolitan area. And I know they can get that information on your website, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And or the at the retreats at garrisoninstitute.org. But if they go to our website, there's a link right for it on there.
Excellent. Sherry, I want to thank you so much for being our guest today, and I wish you all the best of luck, and I hope to speak to you again soon. Take
Thank you,
care.
Jeff. It's been a pleasure. You too.
All right, everyone. Thank you very much.